In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs, Saint Joseph, Saint Charles Lwanga and Companions, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The month of June is really a month of martyrdom. It begins with three feasts or three memorials, one after the other of martyrs. And the day after tomorrow is St. Boniface, a martyr. And it ends, of course, with the martyrs of Rome on the 30th of June and the 29th, the martyrdom of St. Peter and Paul, and there's a bunch of them in between there. So it seems that the June is really dedicated to reflecting on those who have given their lives for the faith. And the ones we celebrate today are the proto-martyrs, Saints Charles Lwanga and Companions of Uganda, who gave their lives for the faith. The newly received faith of Africa, because this was in the late 1880s, 1886, is when the martyrdom began and went on until 1887, and 23 Ugandans, mostly Catholic, and a few Anglicans were killed because of their Catholic and Christian faith. The first king who received the faith into Uganda was very good. He welcomed the Catholic missionaries into his country and wanted the Christian faith to be spread. But shortly after his reign, a new king came into power who had a terrible vice of homosexual acts. And he wanted his pages in his court to participate in his depraved activity, and they refused. St. Charles Lwanga, mainly being the leader of the pages, more the senior member, and they were killed because they wouldn't give in to his homosexual advances. And he then persecuted other Christians because he realized that it was those Christians, as the king referred to them, those who pray, as the evil, those who would not condone his activity. And it's interesting that, even today, many people in Africa where the faith is, growing and where the faith is still, in many cases, fervent, they look at the West and they wonder, why is the West losing its moral values, those moral values that it brought to the African nation? And it seems that the West is going pagan, and the African, those who are once pagans, are embracing the faith and wondering what has happened to those who imparted the faith to them. And that's a good question. It seems that we have, in the West, have lost our moral compass. We're going in the wrong direction. Today we find in Uganda a very big shrine dedicated to the Ugandan martyrs, and Catholics from all over Uganda, from all over Africa, come there on this feast day to celebrate the great witness of these Christian martyrs of Africa. And Pope Paul VI said that this kind of martyrdom takes us back to the early days of the church. We didn't find this kind of cruelty and persecution in our day. And you have to look back, he says, to the time of the Roman martyrs, those who were persecuted for their faith because those in power found Christians to be an enemy of them, and they martyred them, and then, not realizing it, but the seed of faith was planted because of the martyrdom of St. Charles Lwanga and companions. St. Charles Lwanga was burned to death, but the others were even treated much more cruelly. They were put on ant hills after their legs were amputated so that the ants would eventually kill them. They died very painful deaths, but they offered it all for the sake of not giving in to sin. And we need to look to the Ugandan martyrs, because our Lord even says in the Gospel, "You have not yet rejected sin to the point of shedding your blood." These faithful witnesses have truly done that. They rejected sin to the point of shedding their blood. And let us ask St. Charles Lwanga and companions to intercede for us, that those who are blinded by the lusts of today and the false propaganda that is being spread may truly, you know, that the West will see the light as the African martyrs saw, that, you know, the truth of the Gospel, and would not give in to sin and to the lie of the day, and would rather give their lives for Christ. That is truly the great witness that Charles Lwanga and companions give to us today in their faithfulness to Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.